Warning, the following podcast was intended only for an immature adult audience. Movie quotes, song lyrics, and historical facts are paraphrased rather than verbatim based solely on the limited intellect of the dude speaking, for they are not scholars, but rather uncultured. This is their attempt to become cultured dudes. Listener discretion is advised.
Also, before we get started, that was right after Blue. With Blue Ivy, this super fucking sweet song, and then they fucking turn the club up.
Titties, fucking hoes everywhere.
To be clear, that was the end of the original album. It was a Blue song. 7-Eleven is not on the original.
Oh, we will get into that. This is exciting. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Because I will bring that shit up. So you bring it you just said it for the first time.
Yeah.
Let's see how well you can act.
Like that in my life.
She can act.
Oh, fake.
You're really sleepy.
Oh, you got sleepy?
Yeah. Wow.
Sometimes it's just enough, and you got to get some sleep.
All the time.
Kramer comes in. I faked it. Okay. Yep.
Three. Ready. I gotta get right up in here.
We're still waiting on the two and the one?
Maybe I'll do this. Maybe I'll do it this way and then swing it around. Here we go. Three.
Okay. High energy.
Welcome to Culture Dudes, a show where two...
That went so high-pitched and, like, so weird.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Culture News. This is a show in two.
This is the crusty show.
It was like you're a riot announcer in the South, like at a fair.
Great.
Anybody bring any extra masks?
No, we don't have any extra masks. I'm just asking.
All right, for real, I fucked up my eye hole.
Hang on, fuck with my eye hole. Are we going or what? Welcome to Culture Dudes, a show where two somewhat cultured dudes try to become a bit more cultured each week. I'm Justin, and all the way out in sunny LA, my co-host, Funkle Hipster himself, Jake.
What up?
Yeah.
I'm coming in. Yeah. Coming in hot.
Look at that. Uh-huh. High energy, buddy. You said it. You brought it. Good on you.
There we go. You're welcome. Yeah.
Thanks.
Can you do it?
Also joining us. Sorry, I should have done the improv thing. I didn't listen to last episode. I really fucked that up.
Nope.
I should have really. Nope. Next.
Next.
Here we go.
Next suggestion.
Perfect. We're perfect. Good. Let's go. Moving on.
We're done. Improv. We're done with that. Moving
improv.
On.
Improv.
Boom. Scene. Roasted.
There you go.
Boom.
Done. Roasted. Boom. Roasted. Also joining us, the most attractive fan that we have. Oh. My favorite wife,
what?
Taylor. Hey there, honey. What's up, babe?
I didn't realize we were in a polyamorous relationship.
We're not. You're my favorite wife. You're still my favorite. Number one, honey.
Welcome to the three-way.
Yeah. Oh,
so excited to be here.
Three-way with Funkle and my wife. Uh-huh. This is kind of hot.
Yeah.
Kind of incestual.
A little bit.
No.
Indiana. Hey. Hello.
It's the golden rule, right? When there's a three-way.
Yeah.
It's not incest.
It's not gay. It's not gay when it's in a three-way. With a honey in the middle, there's some leeway.
Okay.
It totally
it's
is.
Not gay in a 1-2-3-way.
Okay.
All right, so that's fun. All right, so what's happening, Funko? What you doing, buddy? How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Yeah. Weather is really nice out here. It is sunny LA today, so that's nice. Mm. I like that. Everything's good out here. What about you guys from the home?
Yeah, this
front?
Is weird. I'm not used to having somebody like. So the setup that we have here, I'm like. Right,
very close to making out.
Oh, it's gonna be so hot. This might be one of the videos we have to start like a Patreon with or something. This might be one of those.
I got the front row ticket.
I'm yeah, right
you're
here.
Welcome.
You uh-huh. like that? You like you. That?
Dig that.
So,
yeah. What about Taylor, you? Guys?
What's up? How are you, honey? What's going on? Tell Funkle.
Just been real busy with family stuff, getting ready for a big thing in your guys' family.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't know if true. It's been talked about.
Not on here, I don't think so.
No.
So yeah, just doing a lot of prepping for that.
Yeah. Okay. And you want to make the announcement, what we're talking about?
Oh, so yeah. Next, well, this Saturday,
right.
after when this is released, Justin's mother and father and Jake's sister and brother-in-law are going to be celebrating their 20th anniversary with a vow renewal.
Hey,
we'll all be there.
20 years.
Boop, 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 boop.
Yeah, that'll be a good
time. Yeah, yeah. It'll be fun. That. You were DJing it pretty much. You're going to be, you're going to be DJing DJ, and hosting it, most of it. Yeah.
And
yeah,
I'll
yeah.
be the party.
And she'll be, oh, no. man. Look, this, whoa, so right. the three ways just to start the party, huh?
Wow, all right.
Diving I guess
a little warm up.
Incestual pool.
Yeah, I guess we're not gonna. Are we gonna warm up at all? Or just gonna jump right into it?
Jump right
all
right. Into
I guess I'll get my stuff going. Started here real quick because we're just gonna get all hyped and not, you know.
Speaking of no one's
about stuff
looking.
Before it. speaking of nobody's looking. All right, cool. All right, so this week we listened to number 81, Beyonce by Beyonce. But before we get into that, Funkle, what you digging this week, buddy? What you been listening to? What you watching? What you doing?
Well, I noticed something on the old TikTok. A little something. Are you familiar with Seatbelt Psychic? Have you seen any of these TikToks?
No.
So there's this fucking guy. His name is Thomas John, I think.
This fucking guy.
This fucking
Let me tell
guy.
You this fucking
Let me
guy.
Tell you about this fucking guy. So he's like, he's an Uber driver, and when people get in, he starts to have a conversation with them. He's like, "Let me ask you guys. Do you guys know anything about like spirits, or how do you guys feel about like mediums?" And typically, they're like, "I don't know. There's nothing to it." And he's like, "Cause I noticed." Some kind of spirit that was with you, and people just like look at each other and they're just like, what the? And he would like, it's kind of like Sixth Sense where I see dead people and they're like, what are they doing? He's like, well, this is your.
He's got his ghost dick in your mouth right now. He is having a great time.
That would be your first thought.
I would be. Fun. I would like tighten up and close my. Mm.
That's your grandpa. It's not just some.
Oh, it's no, Uncle it's Tim.
A random ghost. This is a special connection you had with. It sounds like Uncle Tim.
Uncle Tim wanted me to remind you not to talk with your mouth full.
Yeah. Uncle. We used to call him Uncle Tickle Tim.
Uncle Tickle Tim? He said you guys had great times together. You would just laugh and
just
laugh
giggle,
until you started crying. And then you'd cry so much.
Oh, my God.
I am.
Yes. Is he here?
Is he here?
You can see him.
You can see
him. Yeah. So this guy's a medium, and he, like, gives a reading to these people as they come in. It's pretty incredible. I mean, well, they haven't had those outtakes yet, but I'm sure.
That's what I'm waiting on. I don't want to hear this stupid bullshit of like, your grandmother's here and she said she loves you. Oh, my God, I miss my. No, I don't want that horseshit. I want some like.
Hey, you want some dirt.
You were right. Your grandpa's a fucking freak.
Uh-huh.
What? And he's Did you know the ghost can 69? It's a 69 ghost party all the time.
He's still watching you.
Oh, great.
He doesn't have to worry about doors anymore.
Uncle Peeping Tom, he's not peeping no more. He's there. He's right there. There's not a single window blocking that view, my friend.
Uncle Bing Tom. Oh. Yeah. So
I'm not gonna make it.
Yeah, you'll be all right. So that's something I've been seeing, and he's been getting like tons of like news. People are covering him. He went into a news station, the one that I saw today, and I think he's doing like a show on, I think, the Learning Channel or Lifetime, something like that. And he went into a news station today, and they ask him, well, do you just have to be in the car, or can you do it? And he's like, I can do it right now. And he's like, and
no, I cars only. Cars it's only. Like in Mystery Man where the fucking guys, I can go invisible when only nobody is looking at me. Absolutely nobody can be looking at me. If you go invisible when nobody's looking at you, how do you know if you're invisible?
Are you doing some Mystery Man?
Invisible, when you're invisible, you feel it. Yeah, that's Mystery Man.
He sure is.
Mr. Furious? What was his name?
Mr. Furious. Yeah, he's just like, he's trying to get the fucking hood in him.
He's just banging on the hood. That just saved
your life. That just saved your life.
You will, if you start saying to, this is a little just between us, if you, when Ort's.
Wait, you and me or her?
That's why I said us.
Three of us? The three way?
All of us.
Three way secrets.
You guys can sabotage Ort when he's in the middle of a story. Just start saying junk it to him.
Like, junk it.
Junk it. Because he was trying to like explain and the girl just was not listening. And he's like, he had to get that stuff out. I think it was the mom or whatever, like running the record store. And so she just kept saying, junk it. Junk it. And then he would squeeze that thing. He was like, this little thing saved your life. And then she goes, junk it. So next time Orr's in the middle of a story, just junk it.
That just saved your life. I want to watch that movie again. That's so fun. I know.
It's pretty good. Yeah. So yeah, that was the Medium thing. And then I also started listening to, I think her name is Nessa Barrett. Have you ever heard of her?
I don't think so.
It's kind of like a gothy rock kind of thing. But along the lines, not quite to your fucking choir boy, so calm down. Oh. I saw you got an emotional.
I'm like,
you got an emotional boner right now.
Go on.
So she's kind of like, do you remember Wet Leg was one of the bands that I
Yeah. Yeah.
So she almost sounds like the lead singer, and it's kind of that kind of poppy, gothy, rocky kind of thing.
Oh, right on.
And it's just her. She's not in a band or anything. So it's pretty good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. I'll check that out.
And saw some footage from the TikTok again. And she was in Chicago at the Aragon Ballroom. And she had a nice outfit on. Did you see the TikTok I sent you? It was fishnet. There was no brassiere or anything. And she was. Didn't bother or anything. She
no pasties?
No pasties. Straight pepperoni. So.
Oh. All right. Well, we're
going to that description.
Should we start commercial breaks now? Do I need
And that wraps up our episode.
And there's we got the wife. I forgot about that. My wife is here. Hey. I'm a vegan.
I treat everybody the same. There's pasties. No question about it.
No, I didn't look any more. You sent me a video, and okay. I stopped because it was the fucking boas dropping out of the ceiling.
Oh,
and so,
right.
Since it, or whatever they were, some snakes. So I'm like, nope, no. I'm done. Nope, nope, I'm done. Yeah. So, cool. All right.
Yeah,
what else?
That's all I
any
got.
Other? Zip, Taylor.
No, that's it. What you guys got?
What are you digging this week?
Yeah, what are you
this
digging?
Week, I've also been digging this thing that I found on TikTok.
Oh, yes. My God.
Okay, I
was
get
actually,
it.
I know we don't like shouting at other podcasts, so I won't name it, but I was listening to another podcast, and this guy was a guest on there.
Uh-huh. It was a Small Town Murder.
His name is Shirtless Eddie. Have you seen any of his TikToks?
I don't think so. No, Shirtless Eddie? Uh-uh.
This man is like... he's like an extra in so many freaking movies, right? Uh-huh. But he goes into public places, specifically the ones that I think are hilarious, is he'll go into Walmart. Uh-huh. And he has people just like, it's always the same script, right? So he is shirtless and he'll have them just be like, hey, Eddie, why are you shirtless in Walmart? And it just pans to Eddie shirtless in Walmart. And he's just like, what are you talking about? It's a great time or whatever he says. And it's just so weird.
Yeah.
So I went on a rabbit hole of his entire TikTok.
Oh.
It was fun.
Yeah. Did he start with that, other stuff though?
No.
Yeah. It was always just
straight into that. I guess maybe I didn't get to the end because you would think he would have to start out with something
else.
Yeah,
and then just see whatever works and then just lean into that.
Yeah, he's sleeveless Eddie. He's like, sleeveless Eddie. This is the middle of the winter. Where are your sleeves? What are you talking about? I'm comfortable. Like, wow, that got a lot of good reception. Do I do a pantless? No, shirt first. Work your way down. Sockless Eddie.
So funny. So good.
What else is that?
I mean, that's pretty much it. I've been just deep into podcasts this week. Not a whole lot of music. Heaven. Yeah. Checking out all those things.
I think I'm too old for TikTok. I don't really get into this. Taylor has to explain every single one she sends.
He's oh, it's so bad.
Tell him.
He just doesn't understand how TikTok works. Nope. Like short form content.
Nope. Uh-huh.
He doesn't get like trends on TikTok.
Oh man,
I'm dumb. I'm a bogan.
Like
I don't
people
get it.
Like if they're like lip syncing whatever the soundbite is, uh-huh. But then they have different words for like what. You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly.
He's like, that doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make sense. I'm like, just read the words.
Yes.
But then why have the audio?
Because it's a trend and it gets them on the For You page.
Oh my God. If it's just for views and it's not worth my time.
I mean, is that not what TikTok is for the views?
It's all about the views. Yeah.
Do it for the Vine, but it's TikTok.
It's increasing your brand.
Yeah. Justin just doesn't get it, man.
No. All right, well, you could do the TikTok because you understand it. I'm too dumb to figure it out. The TikToks.
Love it.
The Ricky Tiki Talks.
So Ricky Tiki Tavi? Do you know that song?
Ricky Tiki Tavi? Yeah, I know Ricky Tiki Tavi.
Yeah. Did you guys watch Barbarians with Justin Long?
No. I've not seen it, no, but I know of that song.
Okay, he sings that in that movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, Justin Long, I really like Justin Long. I'll have to check that out.
Great. Well, you still gotta watch Tusk.
I need to watch Tusk.
Is he in Tusk?
Yeah, he's the lodger. He's like the main guy. He's the one that gets turned into the walrus.
I don't even know the synopsis or the.
Oh, we're watching that this weekend. So Eric's going to be coming over Saturday since we're not going to record on Saturday night. So he's coming over. We're going to watch a movie or something, hang out Saturday. Tusk. So
there you go.
Maybe we'll watch Tusk.
Heck yeah.
You don't know anything about Tusk?
Isn't that like a Kevin Smith movie?
Yeah, it was from a podcast.
Not a typical Kevin Smith movie.
It's fucked.
Well, you don't know. You can't fucking say. You don't know.
He's like, I listen to
the podcast.
Yeah.
I know what happens.
But listen to the podcast and watching the way it fucking rolls out is so different. It is.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it's not.
It's fucked. Yeah, but you don't get to say that. You haven't seen
That's fair. I don't get an opinion until I listen. I get it. Okay. So, all right. So,
I've been
going through, I have this playlist that I made that was based off of like my down tempo stuff. I've really been fucking digging a lot of that.
Yeah.
But, what I found, literally found tonight, one of the songs, I mentioned it, I think like the last episode or the one prior, that My Morning Jacket, that song, Tyrone.
Yeah.
Do you know where that originated from? Do you know anything about that song?
I think you better call Tyrone.
Yeah. Did you know that she freestyled that? That was not a song she... Yeah, dude. Yeah. She so on the her album Live, it was recorded in New York in 97. Yeah. She fucking just freestyled that.
I didn't know it was freestyle though.
Freestyled that shit, and it's awesome. And it makes me love that song more, and also appreciate Erykah Badu so much more. It was such a great, great live song and a live version of that song. And I didn't realize it was hers.
Yeah.
So it was, and I wouldn't have known had we not done Erykah Badu and I wasn't listening to her catalog. I wouldn't have known.
I was just going to say that's what I was going to sing when you said Tyrone and then you said My Morning Jacket. And I was like, oh, because I knew it specifically as Erykah Badu. And I wasn't sure if it was
who covered who?
Like Tyrone or they were covering it. So,
no, it's this. Yeah, same song. It was just, it was
her song. Did they say shit?
Yeah, it was great. That's awesome. What made me love that song so much. You better call Tyrone. Tell him to come get your shit. But you can't use my phone. I love that line. But you can't use my phone.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
That video of that, I remember her like it just everything stopping and her putting the finger up and be like, but you can't use my. It's awesome.
And like everybody lost it. Like, because when she started off, she's like, sisters, how you doing? She's like, I guess fellas, you here too. But it's fun, man. And she's like, all the female listeners were just like, yeah, fuck Tyrone. It was great. It was so cool. That's really good. So I was listening to that. And then another thing that I sent it to you, with the vow renewal coming up, I've been doing a lot of like listening to like 60s soul and like, so I was trying to think of like, you know, cocktail hour music and I came across Etta James song.
Right.
I sent it to you.
You did.
I did not realize that the Pretty Lights and who was the other one? Was it who sampled that? Sometimes I get a good feeling.
I don't remember.
That is an Etta James song.
Yeah.
I think it was a Flo Rida or something. I can't remember. But I didn't realize that I thought when I heard that.
Yeah.
I think it was Flo Rida. Yeah.
You know what that you know that spells Florida, right? He's from Florida.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. I had no fucking idea. No. No, I truly didn't know that.
Bubba Bogan!
Yeah, Bogan a lot. No, I truly thought it was like, a car thing, like Lowrider.
Oh, I mean, I think it's
because he's on the flow and he's right.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, that's awesome. Another reveal.
No. Oh, God. I'm dropping all this cool ass shit and explaining like, oh, do you know this was a deep cover back in 97? And I'm like, Flo Rida's Florida? What? Is Ice Cube from Iceland? Or I don't fucking get it.
That whole time Jake was saying, I'm like, yeah, in my head, I'm like, obviously everyone knows that.
And
what piece of shit doesn't know that Flo Rida's from Tampa?
You take the space away and it says it.
Lowercase the R, Florida.
It's so easy.
Done.
It's the capitalization that confuses me. When you throw camel case in there, I don't understand. It's two words. Well, that's fucking annoying. But all right.
Well let's, you gotta deal with that.
Thanks, buddy. That's such a great fucking idea doing a three-way.
Let's do a three-way.
All right. Calm down. You don't get too excited about doing a three-way with my wife. Man, this is a fun three-way with your wife. Yep. I'm having a great time.
Well, she and I are connecting, and you're...
Yeah.
All right. See, this is the issue. This is why we don't do three ways, because you guys are having a great time, and I'm over here jerking off in a corner.
Cuck.
That's
cuck
something else.
Did you know about Flo Rida? Yeah, I did. Oh, wow, yeah. You're so cool. Hey guys, I didn't realize that. It's the capitalization that throws me off. All right, I better go look at him for a little bit. I'm just gonna start bitching like whatever. All right, let's get into this. We haven't even talked about this. So,
okay. Yes. And why our beautiful Taylor is here.
She's here because she's always here and because she deserves to be here and she's incredible. And
he's trying to build me up to let
this
me
week, we listened to number 81, Beyonce by Beyonce. So,
yep,
that's the one. So we'll start with you, Funkle. What was your experience with Beyonce? How do you know Beyonce? What is you and Queen B up to?
Well, that's very nice of you to offer me to go first, but I am a gentleman, so our special guest is here. So let our special guest, Queen B herself, introduce
Queen T.
Queen T. There we go. Okay.
Queen T.
Okay.
Taylor, tell me, what is your experience with Beyonce?
Well, I've always been a pop girl. Pop R&B girl.
Yeah.
And so my first introduction with Beyonce was when she was in the group Destiny's Child.
That's
with
exactly
Michelle and Kelly.
Yes.
I got into it kind of late because it started with four. Beyonce was always in it, obviously. I just followed her career after that. So
yeah.
I was pretty young with my first introduction to Beyonce, I would say. That Bootylicious.
Yeah.
That was probably my first Beyonce Destiny's Child song.
Yep. Yeah, that's the big one. I remember.
Bills. Bills, Bills, Bills.
How's that one go?
Bills, Bills, Bills.
Dun, 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 dun.
You want me to do my version?
Do you pay my bills? Can you pay my credit card bills?
Pay my bills, pay my bills. Don't tell me that.
Oh, I think you're saying say my name, say my name.
Yeah, you're doing the wrong song.
Say my name, say my name. Is that not the same thing?
Pay my bills. I ain't got no money. Credit cards, phone bills, utilities, pack it up. I ain't got no jack. Pay my bills. Pay my
What is this?
What is this? Say my name. I know that one, you dummy.
I thought I nailed it.
You were very close. You're very close. It's a very old song at this point.
Okay.
Fun.
So who sings cool. Say Your Name?
Destiny's Child.
Say my name.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. I was at least... you got this right group, wrong song.
Okay. Well,
probably the same album, though, honestly.
I'm 90% right. I'm always just a little off. Just a little off.
Yeah, I'd give you a passing score for that.
Yeah, I'm always
passing.
Giving
he's asking for 90. That's more passing. Than passing.
That's definitely passing. Yep.
That's probably more than you would do.
Wow, damn. What the
damn,
fuck?
Shots fired. Stay right, in your
we're
corner,
switching positions. We're switching positions. This is fucked. I'm going to spend some time with Funko. Get the fuck out of here.
Next week.
Get you back here. You're cleaning up. You're on brain duty. I'm watching these windows.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
No, that's fair.
That's my introduction.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Funko, you or me? Who do you want to go?
Yeah, I'll go because it's very similar. I'm a little older. I definitely don't have the memory, but Destiny's Child is how I remember. And she was most people remember her name because she was the hot one. And I don't remember the other girl's name, but I definitely remember her in Bootylicious. Yeah.
She was definitely the lead vocalist.
Yeah. Yeah. She was the best. And then it was great to see her like doing solo projects and being featured. And I think she was on a couple Missy albums, right?
Yeah, probably.
She was under
you would know more than I do.
And The Real World, her second one. So she wasn't on the one that we reviewed, Super Duper Fly, but she was on the next couple.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, that's how I knew her. And then the Jay-Z when she started hooking up. Got the baddest bitch in the game wearing my chain, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, you got it.
He's not a big Jay-Z fan.
I'm not. So this is, it's very, I was extremely nervous about this episode because I don't know shit about Beyonce.
Oh.
And I really don't know much about Jay-Z. I never really like listened to Jay-Z. I just never really, like, I know that song with like Linkin Park, like the Numb and Encore thing. I know like the Black Album from Jay-Z. I know that. Was it Empire State of Mind?
Did you do the Unplugged with the Roots?
No. I've not even done that, no.
Oh, I didn't know he had that.
It's fucking awesome. Yeah, it's really good. Yeah.
But see, I don't know, like, I just never really got into it. But so with Beyonce, tight quarters here. Yeah. With Beyonce.
Yeah, you're not used to three people, huh?
I gotta watch where I'm throwing my elbows. I gotta be gentle.
Yes, please.
Doctor, we got to be careful. I never really listened to Beyonce. I knew like Destiny's Child just like in name.
Okay.
Like I probably wouldn't have been able to say songs unless you guys had named or started singing them. I just never really listened to it. I wasn't big. I listened to more TLC in that era. That was more my thing. Like I didn't really, I didn't really fuck with Destiny's Child. So, and then when, you know, Beyonce on her solo, I didn't really, I know the songs that are on the radio if I was listening to it in passing. I never really actively searched for her. The only time that I actually really paid attention to her is when I actually sent you a video of it today, Taylor. In the, I think it was 2018 or 2016. I think it was 18.
Yeah.
At the Grammys, she and Prince had a little medley they did together.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And so I remember seeing that. And but see, it's, I just remember, I don't want to go too far into it because I don't want it to ruin my...
Your
review
tape.
Of everything. Yeah, I want to kind of explain to that later. Okay. But
well, just give us the tip. You did the intro and we got started. So
there you go. There's the tip.
Good. Yeah, there we go.
Are you impressed? Are you impressed?
Definitely.
Okay.
We're ready for
Thank
more.
You. Thank you. Okay.
Give me some more.
All right.
Give me some more.
Been ready. Fuck, give it to me. I've been sitting here with your uncle for 45 minutes.
Ready to go.
Ready to go. All right.
So let's do the countdown. All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
You understand, you understand the process of the countdown? Yeah. All right, this is a three-way countdown.
Let's go.
All right, ooh, shit. All right, ready? 3, 2, 1.
Like it.
Whoa. Ooh, all three.
Whoa. Yes, difference.
We have three tiers.
Wow.
This is exciting.
Oh, Siri, shut the fuck up. Siri had to jump in here on Taylor's watch.
Siri, making it a four-way.
Siri's like, hey, damn. Hey, we didn't invite you.
We're at the crossroads.
I can't have another.
Yeah, I know. That's too many. I can't take that.
I'm always welcome. I'll take more. Sure. Whoever wants to join the party. All right. So, tell us why you loved it so much.
Yeah.
Is this the first like album that you fell in love with Beyoncé, or you were already head over heels?
Oh gosh. I would say I loved her first album from the get-go. And then I didn't really like her second or third. I believe is this her fifth album?
Yeah. And she didn't warn anybody, right? Didn't she just fucking drop this?
Yes, this was just dropped. No warning, no promotion.
That's awesome.
None of that.
That's billionaire shit.
I would say currently this is my number two favorite Beyoncé album.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But at the time, I don't know, just at the time of my life, I was into like, I was becoming really confident in myself and all this other stuff. It's clearly a very like woman feminist based album. Mm-hmm. So it's just like me getting in my like confident era.
Yeah.
As a female and like growing into adulthood and stuff. So it came out at a pretty like,
Pivotal point
in my life just hear stuff like that. And it was good.
Mm. Yeah.
I connected to some of it. Obviously I wasn't a mother or anything yet, but I loved it. I would blare that all the time.
Yeah. I think that's one of those things where we have talked about that before, where it just comes into our life at the right time and we just embrace it. That's how I felt with like Missy, and I loved it and he just liked it, but it was at a time when I was going through like the same thing. It just hit me at the right moment, the right time, and I just embraced it. So that's great that you got that experience as well and out of this, and that's why we wanted you to be a part of this, because it's such a big thing for you. So I appreciate you taking the time to jump on the podcast like this. We can be a bit much as a family and then as our conversation. So it is.
I enjoy listening.
It's cool. Well, I'm glad you jumped in there and put your foot in. I mean, or put yourself in.
You put yourself in the middle of that. So it, glad you, I was going to say a horrible phrase. I chose not to.
Good refrain. Refrain?
Airtight. Brought it back up.
Oh my God. And then he said it. Oh my God. What is wrong with you? Oh my God.
I am so lost.
You got some explaining to do later, but not
now. I'll tell
you
later, honey.
Yeah.
Not okay. Now. Okay.
You can't do it during Beyonce, not during empowerment and feminism.
Yeah. After she just talked about, man. So you didn't like it, Justin?
No, I did not like it at all.
I just want to also put out that just based on Justin's music, I feel like it's not surprising that he didn't.
Okay.
Is that just me?
You said this early on. So when you'd asked like what we were going to be doing, and I told you that like the next week would have been number 80 or 81 was Beyonce. Mm-hmm. And you were pumped and you were like, ooh, I don't think you're going to like it.
Yeah.
Because you thought that I would like Lemonade more than I would like this album.
I agree.
Because you thought that Lemonade was like more grittier and like, because she was some.
You agree with your own opinion?
You said it because you were like, it was darker or something, I guess.
I agree with myself from two weeks ago.
I was right.
I will not change my opinion. Sticking with it.
Stick with myself.
Yep.
But for sure, if Justin ever was like, hey, introduce me to Beyonce for whatever reason, I would definitely introduce him to Lemonade first.
Right.
I feel like that's more up his vibe.
Okay.
And then he probably wouldn't like much else. Because he's just not that type of guy. That's not the music he listens to. Yeah.
I really struggle. So I listened to this probably twice, the Platinum Edition through. I probably listened to it twice. Uh-huh. And it was a very similar experience that like I had with AC/DC. As I was listening to it, I'm like, okay, do I like this? And I think if you have to ask yourself that, it's a pretty good indicator that you don't like it.
Okay.
I just... And it sounds so snooty and uppity to say, but I struggle with top 40 artists. People that specifically create music that's top 40. It just doesn't, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's intentional. I love the message of the album. I mean, I'm not a misogynist asshole, but I mean, I didn't connect to it. Maybe it's 'cause I'm not, you know, obviously I'm not the target audience, but like, I just literally listening to it. I knew like two songs. Like I knew Drunken Love and I knew like EXO. That was it. That's all that I knew. And it was just from like passing on the radio. Yeah. But even still like listening to it, I was like, okay, cool. Jay-Z is on this meal that maybe I'll check it out. Maybe I'll dig it. I like a couple of his songs. And it was just very blah. It felt very, very much a trudge to kind of get through some of these songs. And some of these songs aren't that long. Like Haunted is a long one at like 6, Blow is a 5. So, I mean, they're a little bit, I guess some of those are longer, but it's just, I don't know, man. And the way that the some of the songs are actually like structured, it just didn't, like, I don't know. I guess I'm just used to bridge chorus, you know, and I just,
I don't want to go too far into it because Jake hasn't gone onto
it.
His.
Yeah,
but some of this here. She released this as a visual album.
Right.
So when you go to her actual track list, she combines two different visual videos into one song. So like Partition, for example, is one that I know where it's actually her, the intro, she originally called it Yonce.
Yeah.
But on like her album, Yonce and Partition are combined and she just calls it Partition.
Oh, okay.
So you can tell in that, cause it does change. You can tell like the tone and everything changes like about a minute and a half in.
Yeah. Right. Well, I noticed that cause a lot of them sound like they just go together. Like, almost like not even like individual videos. Like there's a couple that I thought like really, I don't know. It was something that I kind of struggled. I have a whole big thing that I can read after like Jake goes and everything, but it was just something that I just really struggled with. I just could not, like after I listened to it the first time, I was like, okay, I should probably listen to it again because I really didn't like it. I was really struggling to do it. I'm like, I should give it a second listen because it is Beyonce and she's got 52 fucking million listens a month. Yep. Maybe I'm wrong. So like, let me just listen to it one more time and see if I miss something. And I just came, there wasn't a connection.
You came back with, nope, they're all wrong. And I'm right.
Fuck them. Right.
I'm right.
Oh gosh.
So you just liked it. Why did you just like it?
Yes. I just liked it because, I don't know. It surprised me at a couple of spots that, I mean, they were really a little more gritty than I expected. And she does have a beautiful voice. There's no denying that.
I agree.
And for her to have the versatility of being able to do something like that and being able to come in with some, I mean, she's got some good producers or what, but some of those fucking beats that she came in on were some bangers. And so there was a couple that I really liked in that sense. So I like being able to see both club music, pop music, things that you can listen to just in passing. So there is some versatility there, and especially some versatility from a song that she sings with her child. And then it goes right into 7-Eleven. It goes like, shut it down, slap it, or whatever it goes into. But that's probably my favorite song on the album is 7-Eleven. I fucking love that song.
Can I let you in on a little thing?
Sure.
7-Eleven is actually the first song of the extended version. So that is not on the original.
That wasn't Beyonce on the original? Album.
No. So it would have ended with Blue. And then 7-Eleven.
Yes.
Honestly, yes. It very like heartwarming song. Touching.
Yes.
But then I agree. If you're listening into it, it just goes like Blue is like singing. It's real cute. She's talking. And then it's like
adorable.
Shorty sideways. Check it in the air. And it's like, oh, okay.
I listened to it straight like that. And I heard it go into that. I was like, damn, Beyonce fucking handed her off to the babysitter and went downtown.
Yes. She went to the club.
Fuck. Okay. That makes a lot of sense. Cause I was listening on Spotify and it doesn't say like, this is the end of the original record. And
it doesn't.
Turn the lights down. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, I was saying not only that, but they don't even show like the original one on there. This is the only album for Beyonce's Beyonce that I found was the Platinum Edition, which has all the extra songs. Yeah.
So I believe, and I could be wrong, but I believe when this was released is when Jay-Z also came out with Tidal, the streaming service that I believe he owns.
Oh, that's right.
And I believe it was, what's the right word?
Exclusive
to Tidal. Because when that came out, I had to go buy a physical copy to listen to the whole thing.
Oh, wow.
Because I wasn't going to pay for Tidal.
You had to get the physical.
I'm that's why I think that I have the physical and I bought it so fast.
Well, we have the CD and we have the vinyl for this too.
Yes, I have the collector's edition CD that has a bunch of extras in it and the vinyl that also has a bunch of extras in it.
Yeah.
So I believe it was first released on Tidal and then later at the time I was still using iTunes and like a year or so later was when it became available on iTunes.
Okay.
So cool. That could be part of it.
Could be. That was one of the things that stuck out for me. But yeah, there was a couple other one that really blew I don't have much hair, but it blew my hair back was
your beard back. The beard
blew this fucking beard all the way back. That was when she was singing. Let me sit my ass on your lap. What was that one? How's it go?
Let me sit this ass on you.
I was like, oh, this is sexy time. That reminded me of some D'Angelo Untitled. Rocket. Oh, yeah, that's Rocket?
I believe so.
I understand why.
There's a lot of songs. I feel like this album is very personal, and I think that's why I also liked it, because she got very vulnerable in this album, exploring motherhood, woman, being just like a confident woman.
Yeah.
Motherhood. She goes into even cheating scandals within her marriage with some of the songs in this.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I just thought it was very vulnerable, but that Rocket. That is a sex song. Okay.
Song. Yeah. That's sexy.
That is all that is. That and Drunken Love.
Yeah.
She's just going, you're getting in deep about that.
Yeah. Hey, hello. About 2 inches deep.
It's a good night for you.
Hey, all right. One inch twice. So Beyonce's self-titled album released in 2013 is a groundbreaking masterpiece that marked a significant turning point in the artist's career. The album was a surprise release, dropped without any prior announcement, and was a visual album with each song accompanied by its own music video. The album's theme explored female empowerment, sexuality, motherhood, and showcasing Beyonce's evolution both as an artist and as a woman. It features collaborations such as Jay-Z, Drake, and Frank Ocean. This also says the album's impact on popular culture is undeniable. It is a bold and daring statement that showcases Beyonce's fearlessness in pushing boundaries and challenging societal norms.
Got them nerves.
I tell you what, this is changing these societal norms. I tell you, these women, they don't make these musics, and I tell you what.
Oh, gosh.
Jesus Christ.
See, Southern these accents, we don't understand back. Them.
I don't understand it. I lived in the South for a little bit. I think I'm allowed to say it, right? Is that how that works? Nope. All right,
no, that's not nerves.
Societal, that's not nerves. You can't say nerves. Societal norms. The album's feminist undertones, undertones, embrace of Black culture also makes it a significant cultural artifact that reflects the issues of its time. Beyonce's Beyonce was a critical and commercial success, debuting at number one in the U.S. Billboard 200s and being certified platinum within a week of its release.
Platinum.
Platinum. Poison. Platinum. Some accolades here. Despite being released in December, when several publications had completed their year-end list, Beyonce was ranked the best album of the year by Billboard, Houston Chronicle, and Los Angeles Times, while Spin ranked it the best R&B album of the year as of January 2015. Billboard also named Beyonce as the second best album of the first half of the 2010s. The album was ranked within the top 10 list, by Associated Press, HitFix, MTV News, Club Phonograma, that's kind of fun, and Digital Spy. Beyonce, It's a fun word. What do you want from me? Club Final Grandma? I'd go there. That'd be fun. Oh, Grandma. Beyonce was ranked at number 11 on Metacritic's 25 best reviewed albums of 2013. There's a lot of fucking things. Wait, on
this
here,
came
man.
Out in 2014, right?
Right? How is
end of 2013?
Okay, thank
December
you.
December.
Thank you. Yeah, you fuck coming at me like that. That's why I brought
not,
her here.
I didn't come at you.
You're coming at me. You're like, oh, 2013.
Not you.
Yeah, he's coming at the article you are.
Thank Sorry, you.
I'm still
thank
I'm you. Still a little uh-huh. I'm still a little salty about my nerves. So yeah, I thought
those are good.
Yeah, so Rolling Stones, I'll end on this and then we can keep going, sorry. Rolling Stones on their website for number 81. This is what they said, quote, okay. I didn't want to release my music the way I've done it, Beyonce said. I was bored with that, end quote. That's how Beyonce sounds in my head when she's not singing.
How's it going again?
I didn't want to release music my way, way I've done it.
That's the Beyonce.
It's almost like accent. A Morgan Freeman. In, I'm bored with that.
I'm bored.
She was born in Houston, Texas.
So look at that. So, yeah. That was right. So
let's H-Town, knock the boots. Seven.
Yeah.
Do you know about that, Justin?
Nope.
H-Town?
No.
Knocking the Boots? You know that song?
No.
Either of you?
No.
Never heard that?
No.
Man, we're gonna work on this improv. Just keep saying no. So H-Town,
I have never heard it.
Okay, so there's a song in the 90s. H-Town? Somebody rocking, somebody knocking the boots. It was an R&B song back in the early 90s, and it was from H-Town, which is Houston, which is where Beyonce came from, and where she quoted.
I'm bored with that.
Thank you. Scene.
So she dropped her self-titled album On an Unsuspected World at the end of 2013. See, remember we talked about last sentences? We just fucking, it's right there. Every episode. Without a word of warning, her fifth solo album, Beyonce showed off her musical scope and feminist outreach, and it was also a visual album with a film for each song shot around the world. New York, Paris, Rio de Janeiro, and of course, her native Houston. Huh, H-Town.
How about that? Somebody rocking, knocking the boots.
Oh, yeah, because she's from Houston, H-Town. Didn't know that.
Yeah, fun. That's what they call Houston, is H-Town, right?
I think so, right? Yeah.
I've heard Sounds it like once it. Or twice.
Or Huntington, Indiana, H-Town?
No, Houston, one. We have a
no,
problem.
Just Houston? Just right. She had high-profile collab, Superpower with Ocean.
Who is this? Ocean. Who is this reading now?
Superpower. Mine with Drake, Flawless.
Black with Dynamite is now reading. Writer.
Bitch, I told you. You go back to the, what's his face with the wire, the hot hangers? Fuck that quote up. I can't remember what it was. What was that? I threw that shit from outside before I got in here. I need to watch that again. That's fun. Uh-huh. Drunk in Love with her husband, Jay-Z. But Beyonce proved that nobody else was on her level.
Nope.
Yep. So
back up.
All right. Anything else you want to add about the album? Funkle. Anything stuff you want to talk about?
No, I definitely surprised me with some of the things that she was able to do. And this is the first time that I listened to an album all the way through of Beyonce's. Even though knowing her for years, didn't listen to a Destiny's Child album all the way through. So this is the first one. So I feel happy to be able to do that. And then for you to be able to know so much about it and love her, it's great to hear your perspective on it. To come in here and talk about it. And I wanted to ask you about you brought up like motherhood and her doing this. Have you, with you listening to it now compared to when you first got it, what kind of differences do you feel about it now?
Definitely the Blue song, I got emotional listening to that.
Same. Yeah.
For sure. And I do remember really liking that younger, but I didn't connect it because she doesn't say blue. She doesn't actually sing that line till the very last time. She would just go, right?
Yeah.
So I didn't realize it was about Blue for the longest time. I couldn't tell you when. Listening to Heaven, which is about her miscarriage, that made me emotional. Yeah. Now knowing so many females that have also gone through that close to me. Damn. So that also made me emotional. Those are the only two mom esque ones I can think of right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, it definitely made me connect to this album again in a different way, which was really awesome to do. Because I don't think I've listened to it in probably the past year or so.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty incredible. I mean, it shows the power that just when you're hearing it, the time in your life and how it's affecting you at that moment can have a profound change on the way that you look at things. So, so it's great that you're able to see a different side of it as you've aged and this album has stayed the same, but you've changed as a person. So it's pretty profound to be able to do something like that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And not only motherhood changed, like now I'm obviously married and in a very serious long-term relationship.
Oh,
I know. Shocking. In case you didn't know.
Long-term. Hey.
Longest one.
Hey.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
And you got a bogey. Even listening, up there. Listening to that and just having, I don't know, like reminders of stuff that has happened between Justin and I was really cool to listen to as well. So. Yeah.
Okay, so I'll jump in. I feel kind of bad because I'm hearing your guys' experience with it, and I did not have that at all. And I feel bad because I enjoyed like the one with Blue Ivy. I thought that was cute. Yeah. Heaven, I knew prior. Because I knew before listening to it, because you had mentioned that it was about her miscarriage.
Yes.
So I knew that listening to that. So that one was like, okay, this is sad. But I just didn't have that emotional connection with it. And I don't know if it's because I went in with the mindset of like, okay, I really don't want to listen to Beyonce. I really don't like Beyonce. Yeah. She's a top 40 artist. I don't know. And it sounds very kind of shitty and misogynistic of me. I feel like it does. I feel like it kind of makes me feel like I'm just
valid, man. You don't have to. You don't have to have the same feelings.
I don't like look down on you for feeling that. Again, like I said earlier, I don't think that this should have been your introduction to a full Beyonce album.
Yeah.
It's definitely not it's not your speed. It's not, I don't think it's really, clearly the audience is for women.
But see, the thing though is
a target audience. So,
right. But there are other artists that are very like female empowering. Some of them are my recs that I really enjoy what they do, and I like the message that they have. So,
whole albums of theirs, okay,
yeah, like I definitely. I mean,
well, go ahead and bring them up.
Well, I'll just jump right into it. Yeah. So, some of the ones that I wrote down were we talked about it earlier was like Missy Elliott, you know, like just how strong and the the bad bitch kind of vibe, you know, just that very female and just really empowering and just bringing back that phrase. I personally thought that she did a better job at, supporting women in my mind with just, I don't know. They're just maybe just the type of music that it was, a little bit more gritty. Maybe that's why I liked it more. But I wrote down Missy Elliott. Another one I wrote down was Lizzo. I thought she was very empowering. Not only just for like women, but just like, plus size people in general and just, people that felt outcast. I feel like it's very inclusive.
Yeah, very like body image based.
Right.
Yeah. And then the last one I wrote down, which is probably my favorite female artist right now, is probably I've just been really, 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 really liking a lot of her stuff. I've been going through the catalog a lot, and it's just very, I like the vibe that she has. And there's a very like kind of open-minded and just being very aware. And what are you making faces at me for? What's
you're
going on?
Edging. You are edging us. I'm on. You the like that? Edge
you
of
like that?
Seat.
Her name.
I'm ready
to look
for that.
At the notes.
It's ruined it. It's not. Shouldn't be too surprising. It's Erykah Badu. Really like after listening to like the live and just kind of the way that she talks to people and just kind of. I mean, it can be. Yeah. He kind of reminds me of Charlie from like High Fidelity, where she's just kind of like rambling on sometimes. But I do feel at the core, the message is a very strong, positive message. And I feel like that's very important. And I felt like I connected more to that message that she was conveying than I did Beyonce's. And I don't know if it's just because I just had that. I fucking hate listening to the radio. And I think I just had that negative mindset going in like. All right. Well, I know if I turn on the radio, I'm going to hear 6 Beyonce songs in, 2 hours. I just don't.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I like finding somebody that's doing the same thing, but maybe a little bit less known,
Yeah.
And you were probably listening to some of these Beyonce songs when you were at those fucking jobs that you hated and just
fucking working Shoe Carnival all the time. Yeah.
Yep.
Trying on old shoes, people for old people and just
Beyonce. Pay my bills, pay my bills. Don't tell me.
I'm fucking trying, Beyonce. I'm trying, honey.
Let's roll. Let's spin the
three
wheel.
Three more
Let's
Nike Monarchs. Come on. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think maybe I'll listen to this again.
You would.
But I think I would. I don't think personally I wouldn't recommend it. Just because I didn't connect with it. I mean, I feel like there's some, you know, pick and choose some songs, maybe find the ones that have the most listens and check those out. I mean, you probably know them already, but I wouldn't recommend it personally. I just didn't, whatever. You know what I mean? Whatever.
Yeah. Senor, right there is your wife. This is her fucking queen. And you're just like, meh. I didn't like it that much.
No good.
Opposites attract.
If I didn't already buy you that vinyl for Christmas one year, I fucking wouldn't have bought it again. No, I'm just kidding.
There's definitely, it goes both ways. There's some things that, that he loves that I am like, ways? Please, no.
Oh, yeah, we go both ways. That's why you're here, buddy.
Thank you.
Hello. So, yeah, so that's it. I personally wouldn't recommend it. I don't think it's really, I think like with this album too, I don't know if it'd be vinyl worthy. It's just a very weird, this would be weird to listen to on vinyl, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just my opinion. But that's me. You, honey. What do you do you want to do you or no?
Yeah,
what do you? Well, do you want me to do you?
What is it, Rex? And then
you want to do you first?
Well, would
or
you recommend it? Would you recommend this? And then
I think I would recommend this to certain people.
Okay.
I don't think it's for everyone.
Yeah.
I will say that. I like I said earlier, there's definitely better albums of hers that I think people could be introduced to.
I think it's pretty funny that we've done 33 episodes, and this is the first time we're like, oh, I don't think I'd recommend it, or I'd recommend it to certain people. It's always like a very broad thing where I'm always like, no, or yes.
Yes or no.
So, yeah.
Well, just because like a lot of people in my life, I don't think would like this. I think it's definitely for a certain group of people, I would say.
Yeah.
Well, when do you think you would introduce this to your baby girl, Charlie?
She
probably already heard it.
She probably has already heard this.
She's probably heard it in the car.
Sorry, baby.
Me?
I think it would be appropriate. Probably. See, this is hard because
smack that ass.
As like a young adult, I don't think it would be appropriate much. Like high school would be the earliest, I would say.
Okay. That I would. Her hearing that now, I mean, it's music that you're listening to.
Yeah.
Maybe like just going into like the deeper meanings of some of the songs, maybe like when she's a little bit older or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's definitely like some of the songs are like obvious, I would say, to young ears what they're about. So it wouldn't, it's whatever.
Well,
recommendations. So go ahead, Jake.
Go for it. No, go for it. I was just going to do a follow up as far as like, your listening habits with like your parents, because you knew about the big balls thing from AC/DC, right? And you knew about
all sorts of
like
stuff
that.
Yeah,
so
movies and stuff.
Yeah,
and she married a Bogan, so this is why we're waiting for Charlie.
Terrible.
Okay.
I think it would just do best with a certain audience in a certain like moment in people's lives. just because I love her so much, and I understand that Justin has a negative view, and I respect his opinion. I stand by my statement earlier of this shouldn't have been his intro to her.
So
what would you recommend then? For me, if I was saying, hey, I want to check this album out, and you said, no, I wouldn't do it. Check this out instead.
Yeah, she would say Lemonade, right? Or are you going?
Yeah, definitely say Lemonade. A couple other things. There are some male covers of two of her songs that I know of that I really enjoy.
Yeah.
So John Mayer covers XO, which I think is a really good cover. And then Third Eye Blind covers Mine, which I saw live and it was great.
That would have been great.
It's a very slowed down version. It's really good.
That's pretty cool.
You'll have to check that out. Another recommendation if you're not really into Beyonce, I think another good one would be Rihanna's R-rated album, which is another, it goes into like more vulnerability and personal for the artist as well. So I really like that.
Okay.
If you're not into that, maybe check out Rihanna.
Yeah, okay.
Cool.
All right. That's pretty good.
Uncle. What'd you got?
Yeah, so if I would recommend this to people in a general sense, because there are definitely some bangers in there that that I think are worth listening to. And I really like it, not cherry picking and listen to the whole thing. I know this is the first time that I've listened to it because it's an assignment. But the ones that I did hear before that, I really enjoyed. So I just never, it's kind of like Justin with the pop and the top 40s and things like that. I really don't need to delve into those, but it's like I said, surprising that I liked it as much as I did. I just didn't love it. So some of the recommendations other than this album, if you do like it, the easy ones would be like Aaliyah and Fergie.
Aaliyah, good call.
Yeah, Gwen Stefani, because she was a part of a group and then she went solo. So
very true. Yeah, it's a good one.
So, and the same thing with Fergie. She was in Black Eyed Peas and then she went solo. So those are comparisons that if you like this, go ahead and do it. There's also, I don't know if you guys know this, these are two lesser known people. Are you familiar with Queen Herbie?
No.
Herbie at all?
I don't think so.
You ever hear the rap duo Carmen?
So they just, I don't.
Okay. So
no, I don't think so. Carmen?
Queen Herbie. Queen Herbie. She's the lead singer of Carmen, which was a couple, and they did some covers of some songs that got them pretty popular. But during the pandemic, the boyfriend was like the producer, and they just concentrated on her solo career. And so she's put out tons of stuff during the pandemic, and she's more of like the rapper than the Beyonce, but she has a good voice, so she can sing as well. But there's a song called Sugar Daddy that I think has like 60 some million that I think you guys would really dig. So check that one out. There's also, I'm surprised you didn't say Solange. You didn't bring up Solange.
I didn't want to bring up that.
Solange?
Bring up that.
Solange?
Solange. So there's another singer from Maryland, and she started off, I think you guys would be perfect for her career so far, because she started off as kind of like a surf rock kind of thing and had like some bass going on that you would dig. Her name is Sneaks. So like 2016, she did a song, an album. I can't remember what it's called, but that is for you, Justin. And then in 2019, she did an album called Something Hypocrisy. But
something,
Sneaks.
Something. But look something, it up. It's a good album.
But look into it.
It's so good.
What her was name, her name again?
Sneaks. Sneaks. And she gets into more like the experimental side. So it's not like a polished, like top 40 kind of thing. But she's got some fucking bangers on there. And I was going through it today, and I was like, this is her, because I had some of the songs that were already downloaded. And I was like, fuck, she does some really good stuff. So that's what I'd say if you do like Beyonce. And if you don't, I'd say Alicia Keys, Lauryn Hill. And an odd one, I'll say MIA as well, but Blondie.
Blondie's a good pick.
Are liking Beyonce and they haven't heard of Blondie, they should, because she is given the title of the first rap song with Rapture. And so rap genre came from being called a rap from Rapture.
I wonder. I kind of forgot about Alicia Keys.
Yeah.
Is that shitty? I kind of forgot about that.
I don't know that she's released a whole lot of new music.
Well, just because I was thinking of something similar. First, I was like, okay, like, you know, what are the big names? And I was like, okay, like Mariah Carey, but I don't really like a lot of her stuff. Same. I thought of like Aaliyah, but Lauryn Hill, obviously. But like, I never thought Alicia Keys. I kind of feel bad for saying that. I kind of forgot about her.
That's okay. That's what I'm here for. I clean up. Yeah. I'm the cleanup hitter right now in our three-way. Come on in.
I played my couple innings. I'm going to go sit down and you're going to finish for me. Yeah. Thank you.
So we covered all the wrecks that we needed to.
There we go. Good job, buddy. Nice.
Yeah.
Cool. So good. All right. Well, there we go.
I'm excited about you guys listening to those.
I want to check out Sneaks.
Yeah, I want to check that out.
That album looked like it was called Highway Hypnosis.
That's the one. Yep.
That's the one.
I was right on there with Hypocrisy.
Something.
It was an H.
There's
hentai, two H's. Something. H-Y.
So close.
Yeah.
So, all right. Last thing. Anything else? Anybody else? Before we wrap this shit up.
No, I'm kind of winding down. I'm a little tired now.
A little tired?
Got me all worked up.
Need a smoke?
So, thank you.
Everybody got a pack of smokes? Coffee?
I'll get the coffee brewing.
All
do
right.
You smoke after? I don't know.
Let's shower coffees.
shower lattes. Get just a latte, baby.
Can't wait for that later.
All right. Let's hurry up and finish this so we can cuddle afterwards. So,
all right. Yes.
If you liked the episode, please take a second to rate, review the show on whatever platform you're listening to us on: Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podbean, Google Music, all that shit. We're there. Mm-hmm. It really helps boost us up on the charts and also helps us find new listeners. We appreciate it. Also, be sure to check out some social medias. If you hit our website, culturedudes.com, you can find a list of all of those. Plus, you can find a list to our merch. It's a link over at Tree.
T-Public.
T-shirts. Why do I keep saying Tree? I did that last episode. I'm fucking dumb. I'm a bogan. I want it to be a tree. I'm making a tree one. We're going to have a tree shirt.
We're going to start a new website, Tree Public.
Tree Publics. And it's all going to be like a tree of the day.
Ooh, what did he say?
All right, so.
Before we finish up, let me just ask, was this your first three-way, guys?
Like
as a podcast.
Whoa!
Oh yes.
Wait, hang on. You need to pump your brakes real quick. Wait. Good on you.
First time for you, Justin.
Oh, you haven't.
For a podcast.
For a podcast. This is the first time.
And you know, the three ways.
I was at your mom's house. When she was back in town. I wonder who.
Finger cuffs.
Finger.
You can explain that to Taylor.
I can't wait to explain finger cuffs to Taylor.
That I want
to
know.
You don't.
Ignorance is bliss in this situation for sure.
This is a prime time to be married to a bogan. That's for sure. All right. So next Tuesday, we are continuing down the list with number 80. This one I am fucking pumped for.
What's 80?
This one's good. It's going to be great. 80 is the Sex Pistols. The album Never Mind the Bollocks. Here the Sex Pistols, baby. Okay. I'm fucking pumped for that. That's going to be a great album to cover.
Can't wait to find out what you feel about it.
Seriously. Really. It's like, I can't tell.
Yeah, I would have never guessed.
It's called acting.
Yeah, you're doing great.
Oh, so, thanks, buddy. Uh-huh. Well, I didn't tell you if I liked it or not. I just like the Sex Pistols. Maybe this album's garbage.
True.
This is one you're so excited to review because you've never heard it once. Not once, not never.
That's what I say.
Who paid for this floor? Not me.
Same. This ain't my chair. This ain't my chair. Oh, wait a minute. We got an issue.
What?
So what did we? I just realized.
What?
We only have two sign-offs. You got to come up with a sign-off.
Oh, the pressure.
You're ready?
Yeah, let's go.
Whoa. Oh, okay.
All right.
Go ahead.
I'm prepared.
All right.
Justin, go ahead. Do your thing. I'll do my thing. And then here comes Taylor's.
And then she'll finish.
I just want to reiterate, clearly number one fan. Continue.
Okay.
That's true.
Awesome.
Probably our only fan, honestly. Thanks for hanging out with us.
What?
Only fans? Only dudes?
No, none of that.
Only dudes? Oh, I also came up with a new thing. So Erica... Erica Badu, if you're listening, I want to create a new fan group, and I'm going to start calling myself a Badude.
A Badude.
A
cultured Badudes. So, I'm starting that up. So,
that's awesome.
So there we go.
Good job.
She probably doesn't care. So, all right. So, thanks for hanging out with us. And until next week, Funkle.
Keep spinning what you're digging, y'all.
Stay fresh, cheese bags.
Keep preaching what you're walking.
Yay! Yay!
She did it! Call back.
Oh, that's dope.
That's good.
Hell yes.
He loved me. He gave me all his money. That Gucci Prada come be my sugar daddy. He loved me. He gave me all his money. That Gucci Prada come be my sugar daddy. He loved me. He put no one above me. These bitches wanna judge me, but I don't care.
these ancient. I'm a young lady taking donations. CEO might take me on trips. Pack a suit, might have a few shifts. Love a waitress chasing them tips. But I'm an escort counting his chips. Got a lot, bitch. On a yacht, bitch. In the tropics. Comfy, my sugar daddy. He love me, he put no one above me. These bitches wanna judge me, but I don't care. Yeah. Other girls hang around for some cheap wine. Used to think I was down, but I do mine. It's really climb, but for me, love is really blind. Only wanna love with the card, never decline. Never had no complications. Stay clear as my skin. Caviar in the yard for the win. Which car do I take for a spin? Got my new hips and my new tits. New life, who this? Comfy, my sugar daddy. He loved me, he put no one.